Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has threatened to take Israel to the International Criminal Court over its refusal to fully release tax funds it owes to the Palestinian Authority.
We will not take the money until we get all of it. Either you give us the full amount or we go to the ICC.
Abbas says Israel has returned only two-thirds of what it owes in overdue custom duties. In early January, Tel Aviv stopped the monthly transfer of about $127 million it collects on behalf of the PA following the Palestinians' move to join the ICC. On Friday, Israel finally released the funds after deducting debts due for the utility bills and medical services. Now, Abbas says the Palestinians will not take anything but the entire amount. The Palestinian Authority has been struggling to pay its employees over the past months since the monthly funds constitute for about 70% of its budget. It's not clear if Israel will resume the normal monthly payment. Joining us now on the line from Los Angeles is James Morris. He's the editor of America-Hijacked.com. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Morris. Now, first of all, it seems that Israel is continuing with its policy of collective punishment in one way or another. What do you make of it?
Well, thank you for having me back on Press TV and for mentioning my America-Hijacked.com blog, which you can get to by going to US-Hijacked.com as well. Well, it's just another example of brutal Israeli oppression of the Palestinian people. I mean, this is a situation when you go back to the Israeli slaughter of Palestinian women, men, and children back in the Cast-Lead campaign and also Protective Edge about a year ago or so. And the Palestinians rightfully wanted to take Israel to the International Criminal Court, and I think there's growing a support for that. We see various countries like Britain and France and elsewhere supporting the efforts to have a Palestinian state. I think that issue is dead, though. It should be a one-state solution, and like the Iranian president Ahmadinejad had pushed for, a referendum by the Palestinians and everybody in Israel who can vote, including all the Palestinians in the West Bank under brutal Israeli occupation, military occupation, and have a one-state solution. So that's what's happening here. But we also know from Israel that there's in play the Israeli Likudnik Odid Yanon neocon plan. It's called a strategy for Israel in the 1980s, and that's what the Iraq War's been about, to basically bring about ethnic and sectarian strife along with Syria, and now we see it unfolding in Yemen. And it couldn't be going better for the Zionist neoconservatives who pushed this plan to begin with from their Likudnik perspective. And what they wanted to do is basically take away support for the Palestinians. And we saw Saddam Hussein obviously supporting Palestinians, and we see Iran doing that with Hamas and also supporting the Israeli resistance with Hezbollah in Lebanon. That's what the Syrian civil war was all about. We saw the UN report that came out where Israel was basically supporting the Free Syrian Army and even helping Syrian rebels. So Israel's involved to the hilt with this. But it comes as no surprise to the Palestinians with regard to Israel withholding funds, just making their life even more unbearable. And keep in mind, it's such oppression of the Palestinian people that was the primary motivation for the World Trade Center attack on 9/11 and also earlier at the World Trade Center in 1993. And so it's very concerning to any America First patriot like myself, because we see Benjamin Netanyahu, and I want to bring attention also to the Times of Israel, recently had an article that talked about the op-ed in the right-wing Israeli news publication calling for Israel to use nuclear weapons from its illegal covert weapons program, which isn't even signed up to the NPT, which, you know, Iran doesn't even have nuclear weapons, and they're still signed up to the NPT. Netanyahu wants to attack Iran next,
right,
for this Likudnik Odid Yanon plan. But the bottom line is this Israeli publication, it was, again, in the Times of Israel recently, you can go to my America-Hijacked.com blog for more on it, has threatened to use nuclear weapons on not only Iran, but also Israel using them on Germany. incinerating millions of people, and yet this gets no mention in Zionist media here in America.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. That's the editor of America-Hijack.com, James Morris, joining us on the line from Los Angeles. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.